Missing Ward 2 Cown. Michael Vignini has been located dead, Greater Sudbury Police have confirmed. A press release said shortly before 2:30 p.m. February 13, Greater Sudbury police officers were dispatched to the area of Reserve Camp Road on Atikamekw Anishinaabeg First Nation. Formerly known as Whitefish Lake First Nation, it is located southwest of Sudbury. The Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, had contacted GSPS with the location of the black 2021 Ram 1500 truck with Ontario license plate BK22178 that Michael Vignini was last seen driving on January 27. Greater Sudbury Police and OPP personnel attended the area. Vignini, who was 62 years old, was located dead a short distance from the vehicle. Detectives are in the preliminary stages of the death investigation and at this time, foul play is not suspected. Detectives are working in collaboration with the OPP and the coroner's office in relation to the death investigation. A postmortem will be conducted through the coroner's office to assist in determining the cause of death. Our deepest condolences go out to Michael's family and friends, said a press release. We ask that you respect their privacy during this very difficult and emotional time. We would like to thank our officers, police professionals and detectives, as well as members of the OPP and North Shore Search and Rescue who dedicated hundreds of hours to this investigation. Many of these individuals knew Michael personally and wanted nothing more than a positive outcome. Since the time that Michael was reported missing, the outpouring of support from the community has been unparalleled. Michael Vignini was a beloved member of this community and an advocate for GSPS, not only through his role on City Council, but as a member of the Police Services Board, having served as both the chair and vice chair. We are extremely saddened to hear of his death, and we will continue to support his family throughout the investigation. While not naming the individual, the OPP also put out a press release about the sudden death at Atikamekw Anishinaabeg First Nation. In a press release issued at 5 p.m. February 13, the Nipissing West OPP said officers were called to a seasonal residence on the reserve shortly before 2 p.m. on February 13, where one person was located deceased. While the cause of death has as not yet determined, police believe there is no threat to public safety. The OPP did remind all members of the public to be aware of their personal safety at all times. The Nipissing West OPP Crime Unit, under the direction of the Criminal Investigation Branch, CIB, is conducting a thorough investigation, in conjunction with the Office of the Chief Coroner for Ontario and Ontario Forensic Pathology Service. The investigation is in its early stages and no further details can be released at this time, police said. Residents of the area should expect to see a large police presence. Further updates will be provided when they become available. Mayor Paul Lefebvre. We extend our condolences. News of Vignini's death came as Greater Sudbury Council was due to hold a meeting on Tuesday evening. After a belated start, Greater Sudbury Mayor Paul Lefebvre made a statement about Vignini. We extend our condolences to his partner, his daughters and to his many friends, and to all those who have been helped by him at some point in his lifetime, Lefebvre said. He was a very generous man, whose passion for his community was visible in everything that he did. Thank you to the Greater Sudbury Police Service for their tireless work during the investigation and search efforts, and those in the community who dedicated time to help find him. On behalf of council, staff and myself, our deepest sympathies go out to his loved ones. He'll be greatly missed by many. The mayor and council then stood for a moment of silence to give our respects to our friend, Cown Vignini. Out of respect for Michael and his grieving family, friends and colleagues, I ask for council's concurrence to adjourn this evening's city council meeting, said Lefebvre. All of council agreed.